I think a lot of people have made their own memories there, and it's become a tradition for people, which is really special to see people that have been coming for 30 plus years. They then bring their kids and their grandkids, and it's really special to get to meet those people and witness how they've created their own summer traditions at Big Valley. You know, I always say that it's the fans who, it's their party and we just host it and provide the music. But I think that, you know, you go once and you realize that this is so much more than a concert. The music is a huge part of it, but there really is so much more. The camping culture, you know, bowls for breakfast, all of these different aspects of the festival that just make it fun weekend no matter who's performing.
If this is someone's first time going to Big Valley Jamboree next summer, are there any tips or tricks that you would give someone?
I always recommend people come early and come for the full weekend. Mm-hmm. You know, that Thursday kickoff party, we've got Nate Smith this year, and Thursday is such a great day. If you've never been, kind of get the lay of the land, check out the marketplace, just really understand the scope of what this is. You know, my parents came for the first time a couple years ago, and they were like, we had no idea that there was so much to do and so much to see. So I always say, come early, check out those Chevrolet stage artists that are playing earlier in the afternoon, because you see the trajectory of careers nowadays, and someone who's playing at 2 in the afternoon could be headlining in 2 years. So that's always my big piece of advice for anyone who's never been, and just come into it with, you have to have the expectation that this is not, you know, an arena concert.
The lineup that was announced this morning, the headliners are Old Dominion, Riley Green, and Keith Urban. And then for the kickoff party, I think so many people are excited about Nate Smith. With these headliners, how do you guys kind of decide on who you want to play the festival?
I mean, we're always looking a year in advance, looking for those hot artists. I mean, Riley Green's a really great example of someone who has just really blown up over the last little bit. Absolute headliner status, one of the hottest names. He's winning the award. So, you know, we always look far enough ahead, and, you know, I give credit to the team who books the talent, because they have a real knack for knowing that, you know, someone like Gavin Adcock or Cameron Whitcomb, you know, they are going to be huge by August. And we're seeing that now. There's a lot of buzz around both of them. And then just trying to find really something for everybody. We've got those newcomers, rising stars, and then some throwback. Here we've got Mark Chestnut, Billy Dean, Colin Ray. So, you know, we want to cater to everyone and introduce people to artists that maybe they weren't familiar with or didn't realize they were a fan of some of their songs. So that's always been really important to us, as well as integrating a ton of Canadian talent. And we've got some awesome Alberta artists and beyond next year.
Yeah. And so Thursday night kickoff party, camping passes, and general admission tickets, those are still on sale, right?
Yeah, tickets, camping. We have a really great payment plan this year. It's $20 down, and you can lock in your entire experience. So that could include tickets, camping for the whole group for just $20 up front, then monthly payments, which is really great for, you know, holidays are coming up. Good way to secure some of the experiences that sell out quickly. Make sure that that spot is yours without having to put down the full amount today.
Nice. And so that's just by heading to like Big Valley Jamboree website?
Yep, bigvalleyjamboree.com. Super simple. All the ticket options are listed there, so you can compare, figure out what works best for you and your group.